the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. As Edith makes the bed, Gloria enters.
Oh, hi, Ma. Here, let me help you with that.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that, Gloria.
Oh, really? I'd like to. I'm too nervous to stay downstairs. I keep thinking I'm going to make a noise and ruin Michael's studying.
Me, too. That's why I left the beds till now.
Oh, I hope Archie ain't letting his toenails grow again.
She sticks her fingers through a hole in the sheet.
Ma, why don't you get some new sheets? Some colored ones. They're making great designs now. You can get ones with flowers all over them.
Oh, no, I asked Archie about them. He says the only time he wants to wake up and see flowers on top of them is when he's dead.
Like to be rich enough to afford beautiful matching sheets and towels.
Oh, I guess it would be no different from now. We got matching sheets and towels and white sheets.
Don't you ever wish you were rich, though, Ma? Really rich?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
What would be the first thing you'd do if you were rich, Ma? I mean, something that you've always wanted to do.
I'd want to walk into the butcher shop and buy a steak without asking how much is it.
I guess it's silly to daydream, though, isn't it?
Oh, no, it isn't, glorious. I bet when Mike passes his exams and graduates from college, he'll become famous and make a lot of money.
Oh, Ma, you think he's gonna pass?
Of course he is.
Oh, I don't know. He's been dreaming about his exams at night. Ma, it means so much to him.
Oh, I know. He's studying so hard. Sometimes it hurts my head just to watch him.
Michael studies at the dining table. Archie arrives.
Hello there, Michael.
Hold it. Don't talk.
Archie freezes, hands up.
I just want to get down this door. Yeah, what is it? I'm sorry.
Oh, gee, I didn't want to bother you or nothing. I was just wondering where your mother-in-law is.
Oh, she's upstairs. I'll clear the books off so she can set the table.
No, hold it. Don't do nothing like that. No, leave all the books and papers there. Keep on studying there. I don't want to disturb that.
Don't you want your dinner?
I don't have to have my dinner the minute I walk in the door.
Since when?
Since you're studying for your exams here so she can graduate there in 2 weeks. Listen, I know my prior rarities, and this is prior rarities.
Well, thanks a lot, Arch.
Michael returns to his books. Archie stays standing at the table watching him. When Michael looks up warily, Archie raises his eyebrows and peers back wide-eyed.
You feel comfortable here?
Yeah, why?
Well, then I just thought maybe you'd like to go over to my chair and sit and study over there.
Huh?
Yeah, hey, listen. I do my best thinking in that chair. When I'm in that chair, I don't know what's going on.
Well, thanks, Arch. This is fine here.
Yeah, good. You just keep soaking up them words, whatever they are. That's what a student ought to do. Pass them exams, get out there in life.
From the front porch, Archie brings in a wall plaque with the head of a mountain goat. He sets it on his armchair, then admires it.
You got a new home there, Billy boy.
What are you going to do with that?
I'm going to hang that in my den.
What den?
The den I'm going to have in your bedroom. After you pass your exams and graduate and get out of here.
Can't even wait for our bedroom to get cold, huh, Arch?
Well, listen, you know yourself it's going to take years for that room to cool down.
anybody want to hang a thing like this in a house?
That there is a trophy. You hang trophies in the den in the house.
It's barbaric.
No, it's a ghost.
I know what it is. It's another example of senseless slaughter.
It ain't no slaughter. Barney Hefner got that hunt and he killed it with his M1.
Why doesn't he hang it in his house?
Because he ain't got a den in his house. Like, I'm going to have a den in my house. And by the way, you can have a den in your house someday if you work hard enough.
Well, if I did have a den, I'd be embarrassed to have this thing staring me in the face.
Oh. Well, you know, I could have the other end of it stuffed for you.
You don't have to do that, Arch. Just give me a portrait of yourself.
Sure, why don't you take a picture of this?
Daddy, I wish you wouldn't talk to Michael when he is trying to study.
I wish you wouldn't talk to me when he's trying to study.
Hello, Arch.
All righty, now don't ask me how was my day.
I wasn't going to. I was going to wait till the argument was over.
It's over.
Oh, how was your day?
Never mind my day. I got something to show you. Look at this here.
Oh! What is that?
What do you mean, what is that? Look at the horns on him. That there's a killer ghost.
Where did you get that?
Barney Hefner gave it to me to hang in my den.
What den?
The den I'm going to have in your bedroom when the meathead checks out of here.
I think that's absolutely repulsive.
Oh, yeah? Why? I'm just exchanging one dead head for another.
Looking at me with them big sad eyes.
They ain't real eyes, Edie. They never glass eyes.
That wasn't fair of Barney Hefner shooting a blind animal.
That night, Michael tosses in bed.
I don't want to listen, you know. I used to go to...
No. Honey, wake up. Michael, you dreamed again.
No!
Michael!
No!
Oh, Jesus!
In the next room, Archie turns on the light and sits up in bed.
Is that Mike shouting again?
No, it is Dracula collecting for the blood bank.
He must be having another nightmare.
Well, why can't he have them things in the daytime when people ain't trying to sleep?
Says it's about his exams. I think he's afraid that he ain't gonna pass.
He ain't got nothing to worry about. I seen the hippies and bums that go to that college there. They ain't got a brain in their heads, and he's as smart as any of them.
I ain't looking forward to my graduating.
Listen, let him get out and start working so he can start paying me back some of what he owes me for board and lodging here.
Archie, you wouldn't ask him to do that, would you?
Listen, Edith, you wouldn't want me to break a promise, would you?
No, you should never break a promise.
That's right. And I promised myself that he was going to pay me back every cent.
Archie, maybe they could stay on here for a little longer.
No, no, no. I'm looking forward to that den I'm going to have. Do you realize I'm 50 years of old and I ain't never had a den yet?
Wanted one that bad.
Oh, wait, what are you talking about? Every man wants a den of his own. He by himself with his stuff there. He can have a desk over here and then over here one of them reclining chairs.
Your den.
Yeah, you do a lot of things in the den. You take a nap for yourself and you want to... Here, hold it. Here, close your eyes.
What for?
Just close them, huh? Just for a little surprise here.
Oh, huh.
All right, now don't open them until I say open.
All right.
Retrieving a pipe, he poses with it between his teeth.
Okay, open. Hey, ain't that something? Yeah, see, Edith, that's one of the most important things you do in the den. You sit there, and you smoke your pipe, you cut the door.
We ain't got a dog.
Ah, shut up.
Meanwhile...
Here you go, honey. You'll feel better if you drink this glass of water.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Michael, lots of students have nightmares about failing their exams, but you're not going to fail. It's just a dream.
I know, Gloria, but it's always the same dream. I finished my exams, and I think I've done well. Straight A's, right? So I rush home so that you and I can celebrate in private.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we send out for pizza.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I'm waiting for my results, but nobody will tell me how I did. So I go walking from door to door. And you know who answers every door? Archie. Yeah, and he keeps saying the same thing to me. Every time I knock on the door, he says, "Don't knock, give it a Pollock ring." So I say, "What's a Pollock ring?" He says, "A dumbbell." I tell you, it's a nightmare.
Oh, honey, you ought to try and get some sleep.
I can't, Gloria. You know what the worst part of it is? When the telephone comes to the door.
A telephone comes to the door?
A giant payphone, and it tells me that Professor Blake wants to see me immediately. So I'm running through the campus, and all of a sudden, the sidewalks are turning into quicksand. Every step I take, I'm sinking deeper and deeper into the quicksand. And just before I go under, Professor Blake, who's hanging from a tree, he grabs me, pulls me out, and saves my life.
Well, at least your nightmare has a happy ending.
No, that's when he tells me I failed.
Get under the blankets here. Now try to get some sleep.
I can't, Glory. I'll just have that nightmare all over again.
Try.
I can't. It's impossible.
All right, honey. Then as long as you're up, I want to talk to you about something that's really been worrying me. You see, I'm going to keep working until you get a job, and well, maybe even after that. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to work and keep house all at the same time. I've been worried about this for a long time. I just didn't know how to bring it up and talk to you about it, honey. What if I can't keep house and work at the same time? I'm afraid I might fail you.
Michael has fallen asleep. Gloria sighs and throws up her hands. In the living room, Michael gnaws his fist.
Beautiful morning. Why don't we get out of the house?
No, Gloria, I can't. The mail hasn't come yet. It's been 2 weeks since the exams. The results are due today.
I made some coffee and I got some nice fresh donuts. Maybe a donut will take your mind off the exams.
No, it won't, Ma. It'll just remind me of what I'm going to get. A zero.
Well, let's see. Maybe if I took two donuts and put a Twinkie in front of them, it would look like 100.
That's him! That's him! It's the mailman! He's here! He's bringing a special delivery! Archie! Oh, it's only you, Irene.
Isn't it wonderful to be popular?
I'm sorry. Come on,
Irene. Oh, Irene.
You'll have to forgive Michael. He's waiting for his exam results to come.
Still no news.
No.
Would you like some coffee, Irene?
Oh, no, thank you. I just came to give you this envelope. I'm collecting for Charities United.
Oh, I'll get you some money right away.
Oh, you don't have to give it to me right this minute. I can come back next week.
Oh, no, I better give it to you now.
Yeah, before Archie gets home and says he gave it the office.
He doesn't believe in charities.
No, he believes in them. He just thinks that they should be self-supporting.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, shush. I think I hear the mailman. I think I hear him. That's him. I think I hear him.
He lunges to the door.
That was him. He was just here. He left the mail. The mail's in the mailbox. Go, Gloria, get the mail.
Mike, I bet you're gonna get all A's.
Ma, what are you trying to do, jinx me?
Mike, like Frank always says, que sera, sera.
That's right. If at first you don't succeed, try it.
Here, honey, here's the mail.
Here's the mail. Open the mail.
Michael, I think you should open it.
Boy, please, just open the mail and don't tell me unless it's good news. Please.
He bites his crossed fingers.
It isn't here.
Michael squints at her.
What do you mean it isn't here? It isn't here. That's it. They're torturing me.
He grins maniacally.
You see? 2 weeks I've been waiting for these results. By the time I get the results, I'll be in the middle of a nervous breakdown. That's what happens, you know. Some guys jump off bridges, commit suicide.
But Mike, they really regret it later.
torture.
It's the Chinese water torture. 2 weeks I'm waiting here.
Oh, just a minute, please. Michael, it's Professor Blake.
It's Professor Blake. It's Professor Blake. It's Professor Blake. Hello, Professor. Yeah, this is Michael Stivic. No, no, I was just sitting around the house, relaxing, having a few laughs. What? Yeah, sure, I could do that right away. Yeah. All right, goodbye.
Well, what do you want?
He wants me to come see him.
Now?
Right now. This is it. My dream come true. But why else would he want me to come to see him?
Honey, it's just a coincidence. Dreams don't come true.
Good dreams don't come true. This dream is coming true right now.
Listen to me. I'll come with you.
Good. You can help pull me out of the quicksand.
Oh, I gotta get home.
Oh, Irene, please stay for a minute. Sit down here and have some coffee.
Okay, just for a minute, though.
Irene, you're a good Catholic. Do you think God listens every time you talk to him?
I hope so. I've asked for some heavy favors lately.
I hope he ain't listening every time.
Why?
Maybe he'd be like my grandfather was. He used to sit there nodding and smiling when you was talking to him, and all the time he had his hearing aid turned off.
I think God needs a hearing aid.
Well, maybe sometimes he's asleep and don't know you're talking to him. Even God must have to sleep sometime. I mean, he's only human.
Eve, what is it? What's bothering you?
If Mike fails his exams, I think it might be because of a prayer God heard.
You prayed for Mike to fail?
Well, I didn't mean to, but maybe I did. You see, when Mike graduates, he and Gloria are moving into their own apartment, and I've been praying that they would stay here.
That's not the same as praying for Mike to fail.
Yeah, but maybe God couldn't fix it no other way.
Feeling guilty. I'm sure God knows exactly what you mean.
It's a terrible feeling, Irene, to want something good for yourself and something good for somebody else, but you don't want your something good to make their something good bad, or even their something good to make your something good, vice versa.
Irene stares at her blankly.
You see what I mean? I'm sure God understood that perfectly. I'll see you later, Edith.
All right. Thanks, Irene. Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
Come in. Hello? Lucille? There ain't no Lucille here. No, Joe ain't here either. I don't know. Maybe he's out with Lucille. Archie says I should never give out our phone number. What number did you want? That's very close. Every number is the same except one. Why don't you try again? I'm sure you do better next time.
The mailman left it in our mailbox by mistake.
Oh, it must be the result.
Oh, I was dying to know what he got. Why didn't you open it up and find out?
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Later.
Certainly you could do that.
No, Archie, I can't open it. They're Mike's marks and they're private.
Give it to me, I'll open it. No, they ain't private. They're public. That's a public college he goes to. I support that college with my tax money. Same as I do the armed forces and the garbage. I got a right as a taxpayer to know what goes on with that money. That's in the Constitution, ain't it? Didn't you ever heard of no taxation without regimentation?
I still don't
to me, will you? Oh, look at this, the way they send things nowadays. Here's nearly a whole half a flap that ain't pasted down. They didn't do it. I mean, a person could put a finger in there. I mean, even by mistake. And look what happens. Imagine them sending things through the mail like that. Anything could get lost. Let's check and see if everything's in here. Yeah, well, everything's in here.
Oh, that's good.
Well, as long as it's open. Huh? So you have passed all of your courses and met required. Look at that, huh? He passed.
My passed?
That's right. The meathead graduated. He's getting the hell out of here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wonderful is right, Edith. Well, if it's wonderful, what's that look on your face for there? Ain't you happy?
Yeah, I'm very happy for Mike.
You're happy for Mike? What about happy for me? You're happy for me, Edith? Whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo, whoop-dee-doo.
Where are we going?
Be right back downstairs. I'm just going up here. Remember.
Oh, thanks, Ma. A little celebration. I brought some pizza, ice cream, and a little bubbly.
You got champagne?
No, no. Broma seltzer for after. I'm kidding. I'm having fun. I passed.
Where's Daddy?
Hey.
Archie comes downstairs wearing a blue cardigan with a shawl collar. Pipe in mouth, he poses.
Good evening to one and all.
Archie, look at you.
Pretty spiffy, huh? Hey, hey. Hey, what do I remind you of?
Let me see. Give me a hint.
My fair lady.
Audrey Hepburn?
No, the man in the picture. The other guy that sang that there. I got accustomed to first base, though. I wanted... Tex Harris.
Sweater 6 years ago for Christmas. I didn't think you liked it because you never wore it.
Daddy, don't you want to hear about Michael?
I know all about it. He passed. He's graduated.
How'd you know that?
Well, after all, you've been living with me for 4 years. Some brains must have rubbed off on you, huh?
Daddy, I bet you'll never guess why Professor Blake wanted to talk to Michael. He told it. No, Michael, put down the pizza. Come here, tell him yourself.
Professor Blake said that my grades were so good that I graduated in the top 10% of my class.
Hey, you need to hear that. The boy's grades are tops there. He can walk out of college, that means, and go into any position he wants.
He said I could get a fellowship.
Take it. What's that, an out-of-town job?
No, Daddy. Michael's gonna stay on at school here and get his master's degree.
Archie squeezes his eyes shut. He mutters to himself and shakes his head.
He's staying on at school?
Yep, for another year.
You're staying on at school?
That means you don't have to leave home after all.
Staying at school?
See, with a bachelor's degree, it doesn't mean anything anymore. To get anywhere nowadays, you have to have a master's.
School!
I'm so happy for you, Mike. Aren't you happy, Archie?
He's staying on at school.
Daddy, that's what a fellowship means.
That's what a fellowship means. He's staying on at school. That's a fellowship, huh? Oh, a fellowship, huh? Well, I think I know what I better do. I better go out on Long Island and get myself a fellowship in a funny farm. I'll be out there like Crazy Louie, living in the past. The Japs are coming.
In his armchair, Archie furiously mimics a running machine gunner. As the others try to calm him, he raises his arms in defeat. Directed by John Rich. Written by Don Nickel. Script consultant Don Nickel. Story editors Michael Ross and Bernie West. Executive producer Norman Lear.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Betty Garrett, Irene Lorenzo. Produced by John Rich. Associate producer Gene Marcione. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. based on Till Death Do Us Part, created by Johnny Spite. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.